This week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, SRS Commodities, and Johnstown Bean Company. Joining this week's program is Hope, North Dakota farmer Josh Irie, who also serves on the North Dakota Dry Bean Council. Obviously, everything is planted in the ground, growing, but of course it has been dry, and so what has that meant for planting conditions into these growing conditions for the crops?
Well, it's been quite challenging, Megan, trying to get, during the planting season, trying to get seed into proper moisture and not getting too deep. Of course, with things getting dry, we also had a lot of windy days, which created a lot of dirt movement. And that created some challenges onto itself.
But the dry beans specifically, Josh, you know, did those kind of get hammered a little bit, whether it be by frost or by wind, you name it?
Biggest advantage with the dry beans is we did plant them a little bit later, so we were able to capture some of the timely rains and maybe got on the backside of some of that frost and some of that wind. So it really depended on when you planted your dry beans. If you kind of shot for that 10th of May to the 20th of May, you might have been in a little bit of trouble, but if you kind of held off till after the 20th of May, put your dry beans in, you maybe got ahead of some of those things, or got behind some of the frost and some of the wind.
The dry beans with the later planting did escape some of those weather conditions. How are they growing? You've been able to catch some rain to keep them growing onward and upward?
So for the most part, our dry bean crop looks solid. There's been some isolated hail, you know, some isolated pounding rains that kind of make some of the dry beans look a little bit ragged. But overall, I think we have a fair to above average edible bean crop coming at this time.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Dry Bean Scene.